This is Dr. DeSoto with another piece of information from the case files of Nick Guy, Private Eye. The Nick Guy, Private Eye apologetics series combines humor with adventure to equip the church to defend the Christian faith. These daily case files are designed to present you with the facts Nick Guy has uncovered in his investigations. And now, here's today's report. Many in our culture dismiss the idea that the Bible can or should serve as the standard for law and morality. Even some Christians hold this view and will cite Romans 6:14 to support it. Here the Apostle Paul wrote, "You are not under the law, but under grace." Well, is the Apostle Paul in this verse telling us that the law of God is no longer in effect? No. Rather, he is explaining that those who are in Christ, those who are relying upon his atoning death and resurrection to take away their sin, are no longer under the law as a means of salvation. In Matthew 5, verses 17 through 19, Jesus said, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota, not a dot will pass from the law until all is accomplished." In fact, it was because Jesus upheld the law and fulfilled all its demands that he was qualified to serve as the substitutional sacrifice on our behalf. The law of God has not been done away with. We are not now free to murder or steal or lie. We are not under it as a means of salvation, which is good news because none of us ever has or ever will measure up to that standard. Well, to find out more about this topic or the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series, visit our website at nickguy.net. That's nickguy.net. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.